Hi guys, welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa, I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I am joined by my friends Aislinn.
Hi.
And Lexi.
Hi.
Lexi has never been on our show before. This is her first time, so we're super excited to have you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Lexi. She's a little bit nervous, so.
She's very nervous. She's been biting your fingernails over here.
No, she hasn't.
Anyways, so usually what we do on the show, I forgot to mute the music again.
Oh, no. Okay.
So we'll redo that, but that's okay. Hi, guys. So my name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are joined today by Aislinn.
Hi.
And Lexi.
Hi.
So usually what we do on our show is we have some music and we talk about it, but we've been exploring some new ideas recently, and today we're going to be doing a little bit of a talk show kind of thing between the three of us here, me, Aislinn, and Lexi. And we're going to be talking about our collective Laurier experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's like one of my brother's favorite movies. Sorry, I was thinking about that.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I haven't either. But oh, okay. Whenever we're in the car, he plays the music for me.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, "Chris, this is one of the greatest films of all time." And I was like, okay, I believe you. I'll take your word for it. Thanks for sharing. Anyways, so we're going to be asking each other some questions, sharing some stories, and hopefully you guys find this little bit of us entertaining, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, I'm pretty sure our audience knows nothing about you, Lexi. Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, we got to introduce her. Go ahead.
Do you want to tell us your major?
Okay, I'm an archaeology major.
Whoa.
Yay.
That's crazy.
So cool. That's so cool.
Anything else?
I don't know what to say.
Lexi has four cats.
Yeah, it's true.
Four cats. That's crazy. I heard through like the grapevine that you only actually like one of them, though.
Is that true?
No.
Oh my god, favoritism.
I have a favorite.
Okay.
I love all of them.
Okay.
But there's one that I just...
You like better.
He has like a little soft spot.
Little special place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Which cat is it?
Yeah, what's the name?
What name?
His name's Ivan. He's like a fluffy cat. Aww. I've shown you pictures.
I think I've seen pictures.
Is it the gray one?
No.
I have a gray one.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
of.
That one's a cute one. That was
adorable.
Cute one.
So, if anyone is coming in now, or if the music was still not working, I think it's delayed, which is why I think it's working now, but the show is a little bit delayed. I got my nightly text from my mom saying, "Turn on the music." And I'm like, one day we'll learn and we'll do that right away instead of after having to get the texts first.
I think it happens every time though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's a me thing. I forget, but I'm working on it. And oh, it's hot in here. So
crack the window.
We're gonna get right into these questions, we're gonna start with just some chill questions and maybe get into some more interesting stuff first. But I want to ask you guys first, in the entire Laurier campus, what is your favorite study spot?
Okay, I have one. And I know Carissa does not like this one, but my favorite is the third floor of the library because there's couches, and I do love sitting on those couches, but I know Carissa doesn't like it because it's not, like, at a table, and it's harder to write if you're going to write by hand.
Okay.
But I love that spot.
That spot has grown on me
yes!
so
Oh my
much.
Gosh, that's good, because that's good.
I used to hate it because, like, I really, like, I write out all my notes, and I cannot write there, so you guys would be like, oh, we're on the couches, and I would be, like, sitting with my notebook in my lap and my computer like balancing on the chair.
Yeah, like, I know, like, you hated it.
I'm
so like,
trying to get through
this.
It but no, I like it a lot more now. Like, I've gone there on my own before too.
Oh,
isn't
my gosh,
crazy?
It's just growing on you.
Growing.
I've influenced you.
Yeah, you
yeah.
really have. What about you, Lexi? Do you have a favorite study spot?
I don't study well, like, on campus, so
that's actually
today I was on the third floor of the Bricker building, and it's actually, like, nice.
Oh,
third floor Bricker, honestly.
We went there one
yeah
day.
We've been there. It's like, it's, I feel like it's unknown, like there's no one there.
Yeah, no, it was
gotta,
nice.
Gotta keep it on the down low though, we can't spread the word, guys.
Don't go there, that's our spot.
Yeah, it's awful there. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like, it's not nice, and it's
yeah,
so loud.
I went there and someone punched me in the face, guys. Don't go there, it's dangerous.
Yeah, and I mean Okay. Actually, Lexi and I were talking about this before the show started, and she was like, oh, I don't like have a study space. And I was like, yeah, that's because you don't study.
It's not true. I study.
I think she does study. We just never see her studying.
Lexi's like famous like quote is, it's out of my hands.
Yeah, before a test, she'll sit down. She's like, it's out of my hands now, guys.
Every single time without fail, too. And we'll say to her, like, before we're studying, we're like, Lexi, like, you have to stay to study. And she's like, no, I'm going to go take a nap. And we're like, if you come to this test and say it's out of my hands, like.
It's not our fault.
It's, we warned you.
Yeah.
What can I say?
It's out of my hands.
Alrighty. Do you want to ask the next question? Girl?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'll do dorm room recommendations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what do we...
Yeah, like, is there anything that you, like, bought for your dorm that you really like, or just anything like that?
Oh.
Do you have one? I can go.
I have two things.
Okay. So, first of all, I didn't answer the last question, but I want to put in my two cents there, because I totally forgot. I love studying outside the Starbucks in the concourse, like, the arts building. Because I don't know why, but the amount of noise just, like, forces me to focus. And I don't understand how that works, but I like the noisier study spaces. And I think that's
so
weird.
The opposite.
Yeah, because I can study just fine in the quiet. Like, I do it well. Like, in the library, we go to the library rooms all the time. Yeah. And we study in there, and it's fine. But something about the noise sometimes, like, when I'm in there, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
But
I think when I'm there, though, I just want to listen to people's conversations, though. So I think it doesn't help me
like, I tune focus. Them out. They annoy me. Like, people will be talking. I'm like, I don't want to hear this. So I, like, tune it out.
No, I want to hear it. I want to know what's going on.
So for the dorm room, one of the things I brought that I have not used once is a vacuum. And everybody told me, bring a vacuum. And I brought a little baby handheld vacuum. I was so excited. Like, I am set. And I have not used it once. It is sitting in my drawer.
I think, like, I have a vacuum, and it's just, like, one that my sister had. It doesn't work very well or, like, at all. Like, shout out to Kenzie. I know she's listening. And I try using it on my carpet, and it doesn't work, like, at all. So I just don't. But then I want to, like, clean my carpet, and it doesn't work. So, like, don't buy a vacuum.
You can borrow mine.
Really? That's so nice. I might take you up on that.
Okay. You just have the 10-minute walk to come and get it.
I'll do it.
15-minute.
Is it 15? No, yeah. It's 10.
I think 15. I can walk. I can walk fast, though.
Yeah, I make it in, like, 12, 13, but, like, 12, the average 12, is, like,
12, 15.
13. Yeah.
Jeez. Anyways, recommendation-wise, bring pens. Lots and lots of pens.
Yeah.
I go through pens like crazy. Dorm room. Oh, and,
Carissa drinks the ink out of her pens.
I do not. It's a joke, guys. It's a joke. The pink ones taste like strawberry. And... I would say a mattress topper for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Those mattresses, like, you will not want to sleep without it.
You never know what's gone on those mattresses. Like,
think about all the people who have been in that dorm before you. Like,
I don't want to think about that at all.
The mattress topper I have is so bad.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think my mattress is that bad. Like, I just have a mattress cover. It's, like, a little bit padded, but
that's the thing. I have, like, the foam, and everyone talks about, like, going home to sleep in their own bed, and I'm like, I don't know. This foam's doing it for me. Like, no, I'm comfy every night.
I have the 3-inch foam, and it just doesn't do anything.
Oh, well. I don't know.
Mine's fine.
What about you, Lexi? Do you have any dorm room recommendations?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing. Nothing that you have in your dorm that you like actually love.
No.
No. Okay.
I have two things.
Two things.
Okay. A humidifier, because my room gets so dry.
Oh.
Like, especially because it's winter, it gets so dry. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, a little one. It's just, like, a diffuser kind of thing, but it's a humidifier. I would definitely recommend that. And I have, like, a fridge, like, a mini fridge, but it has a freezer, and it's, like, a good-sized freezer. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, like, if you're just in, like, a regular dorm, then, like, probably don't. But I'm in, like, an apartment style, and we only have one fridge for 5 people, and 1 freezer for 5 people, so I would definitely recommend that. That's been, like, really nice.
Yeah. I agree. Aizen also has, like, a really cool rug in her room.
It was a really cheap rug. My sister says it's, like, the color of vomit. And it looks that way on FaceTime, but it's not actually that color in real life, guys.
I've never been to your place.
Yes, you have. Has she not?
No.
No, she definitely has, right?
I feel like you have.
Never?
I've been in your lobby.
Aizen's room is the most aesthetically pleasing room you'll ever walk into. Thank you. It is like sage green and brown, I think, like cream kind of, right?
Like cream, yeah.
And
the carpet's brown. The carpet doesn't really match.
Everything is like color coded and it all works. And you walk in and you like instantly feel calm. And then you step into my room and you get a headache because there's so much color all over the place. Like all the walls are covered in posters and it's like all chaotic and none of them match.
I don't think that you're just like a headache. But thank you. Like,
you know, who's,
I feel really cool now.
I feel like Lexi's is a little bit of a headache.
Because there's nothing there.
I've only seen like a glance of Lexi's room.
You walk into Lexi's room and you get like claustrophobia. Because your room is so itty bitty.
Your room is small. Like your window is small too.
Every time we walk past your window, Lexi, we talk about egging your place.
Yeah, we're like, we're going to throw eggs at her window now.
You know what? Now that you say that, the living room, the window in the living room, there's like something on it.
What? Okay, it could be an egg. That was not us.
Yeah, it wasn't us.
Maybe I don't know where your living room window is.
I know. Could have been. It would be really easy to egg Ava's window. It's like right there.
Yeah. So is Lexi's though. Like that's true. You can't egg me up on the 17th floor. Yeah. I'd like to see you try.
I could have a good throw.
Yeah. That's true. All the way up to the top.
All the way up.
I'd honestly, yeah.
If those ants can make it up.
If those ants can make it up.
That's brutal.
Oh my God.
That's brutal. We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to go into that.
Lexi, did you want to ask a question?
What's next?
You can scroll through.
This one, impression of Wilfs.
Okay. I feel like, do you want to go first?
Favorite yeah. Place.
Yeah. So Wilfs is Lexi's like favorite place in the whole world. Like we're hanging out and we say Wilfs and Lexi pops up like out of the ground and she goes, Wilfs? Like she's like, you know those like pictures on TikTok of the dogs who like, it's like before you say they're a good boy and after you say they're a good boy, that's Lexi with Wilfs.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Wilfs is great. I want to try their like their fancy drinks. I really want to try them.
Like the mocktail ones? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the
Mai Tai. What,
the
so
Laurier
good.
Lagoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really
those look really good, but they're like expensive. So I'm like, do I want
it's
it?
It's free.
We have to do it on a special occasion.
Yeah,
it's free. One card
yes,
money.
Special occasion. I agree.
But no, I love Wilfs. My one like piece of beef I have with Wilfs is like the cost. Like it is so expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's but, like, yeah. It is free, so it's fine.
That's the way I think.
that's how we lose, like, all of our money on campus is, it doesn't cost money. It's, like, a preloaded gift card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyways.
That's like, sweet treat today? Oh, but it's free because it's on my one card money.
Sweet treat?
We're stopping at 7-Eleven to get a sweet treat.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And what's yours, Aizen?
For Wilfs, I think... Like, I like it because I like that the option is there, definitely, because sometimes you're like, I want to go out for food. I want to, like, sit down and have dinner, but I want to go off campus and pay real money. Mm-hmm. And you can just go to Wilfs. And, like, I've never had a bad experience with the food. I know that there's, like, a few things that are, like, you said the poutine was not good.
I mean, if you like water, you like water, cheese, and gravy, then I think it's a great fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But everything I've gotten has been good. But yeah, I agree. Like it's a bit pricey.
You know what I love from Wilfs? I absolutely, absolutely adore their bacon cheeseburgers.
So good!
They
oh my gosh! They do such a good job of that.
Yeah, every single time. Like that's probably what I've gotten the most.
Me too.
I know Lexi has her 2 cents on her favorite thing
go
from
for
Wilfs.
It. Go for it.
The sauce and toast, honey garlic chicken dinner, so good, so good.
I think you've only gotten one other thing from Wilfs before,
you actually?
Right?
The other night I got the same like sauce and toss, but I got it sweet chili. Sweet Thai, something like that.
A new sauce?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I still have interest.
I think that's it. You've got like
and
chicken
got
fingers
the,
and the quesadillas,
I was gonna
right?
Say the quesadillas.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's so funny.
We had the quesadillas together that one time. I made you order.
I was
for
gonna
me.
Say you made me order for you.
The guy came up to us and we were literally like we were studying
for the Greece
for our, like yeah we were studying for no we were studying for Rome
and no it was Greece
no
it was Greece
I, oh, oh
we were studying for Rome but the guy told us he was like I was in Greece the waiter he was like I was in the Greece class he's like who's your professor
not saying anything.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that.
We shared a really funny moment with this guy because we all had the same professor for that one class.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, no, that was really funny. He watched us the whole time studying with our, like, we had cue cards in this restaurant. We were going through it.
Oh, Carissa and her cue cards. Like, match made in heaven. Like,
I mean, like, what's life without them?
I guess. Okay.
All right. I want to go deeper.
Okay.
This is not deep at all, guys. Okay. Let's talk about our favorite professors without putting any shade down. Just all the good ones.
Can I name names?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we're talking positive.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
we love everybody at Laurier. Yeah.
Of course. Okay, I'm over for it. I'm already talking. Okay. I think my favorite professors are definitely, like, the ones I've had for core archaeology courses. Like,
the archaeology department is top tier.
They're so good. Bonnie Glenn Cross. Oh, my God, I love her. She's so nice, and she, like, explains things so well. I love, like, the structure of her lessons and everything. And then our professor right now, Deb Foran, shout out.
She's a real one.
Shout out to Deb. She comes into our labs and she gives us some good advice on our projects.
Does. Oh, does she go into your labs?
Yeah,
in the open Friday.
Not our tutorials, like the open labs. Yeah, so she always pops by, says hello. She tried a fruit roll-up for the first time last week.
Actually? The first time? Did she like it?
We don't know, but we didn't tell her that she was going to be turning her tongue blue when she had it, because she had never had one before.
Oh, but the blue flavor's not the good one. You got to get the red one.
The red, like the strawberry one? Yes.
Oh, she's going to have such a bad impression of them now.
Oh, no, she'll never have one again.
She'll never have one again. Oh, my God. I muted myself so I could take a sip of water, and then I unmuted it and, like, choked on the water after it was unmuted. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the archaeology department's really top tier. Lexi?
I want to give a shout out to Mark Terry.
He's
my environmental studies professor.
All right.
I love him.
He's a good prof?
He's so sweet. Such a sweetheart. Like, I could take more environmental classes just if he's the professor.
Just for him.
Because he's
for
so
him.
Sweet.
Does he explain it, like, everything
nicely?
Oh, my gosh,
he explains everything. Like, Emma and I went up after class once to talk about, like, a project.
By the way, guys, Emma is, like, my roommate and one of Lexi's friends.
Yeah. And he was just, like, he was showing us step by step how to do it and everything. Like, he's so sweet.
That's awesome. I love it when they're, like, when they actually want to help you, you know?
Yeah. And I'll also give a shout out to the archaeology.
Yes.
This archaeology term and last
team.
Term.
They've been great.
They have been great.
It's nice to have a major with, like, the best professors.
I agree.
My favorites, shout out to Professor Margaret Erksky.
Oh, my gosh.
She was our history in ancient Rome, like, prof. And, oh, my God, she was so nice. Every single time we went to office hours, she was so helpful. So, and she you could tell during the lectures
she
that she
was
loved
doing.
What she
loved.
She was having so much fun teaching, and that makes it so much more fun.
Definitely, I agree.
I think she was great. Who did we have last semester? Interesting.
I didn't have that many classes.
I'm thinking of one.
No, we had three classes together last semester.
I'm thinking of one.
We can't go there.
Can't go there.
I can't even remember what classes. Oh, my God. Okay, I do remember. And, but I would say my, like, after Professor Erskine, and then if you take our archaeology, I would say, Jacob Kavukas. He's my criminology prof.
Oh.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
He's, like, he posts, like, the, like, reviews for the exams, and he tells us exactly what he wants us to learn, so
that's
it's so
really
straightforward,
nice.
And it's so helpful. And then, like, same with the, like, our, like, participation grade. Like, we just write something that we write, like, that we liked about the lecture or something like that, or, like, a question we had, something we found interesting, something we want to talk more about. I think my last one, I told him that his slides were too gray and that they needed more color.
Wow.
They do, though, but I'm pretty sure they're still gray, so I don't know if he's taking my criticisms into account. Might have to work on that.
I don't know. He might have to just redo his whole coursework just because you don't like it.
Just so you can please my color recommendations.
Exactly.
How would you guys feel about playing one of Lexi's favorite songs right now?
Okay.
I think that's the best
thing.
Think
that's a good idea?
Okay.
All right, let's
this
give it a shot.
This is a warning now,
We're
going
to be playing Jumpman. Unfortunately by Drake, who I swore that I would never play on this radio. It's true. But Lexi's it's true. On today and she loves Drake, so we're gonna listen to Drake for Lexi.
Thank you.
Okay, personally, I would prefer Eminem to Drake literally any day of the week. But that's just my opinion. Sorry, yeah. Lexi.
I got some intel from a certain listener that that song really sucked.
Whoa.
Oh, that's we really might have to make like a top 10 worst songs on the radio playlist. And
you can have Lexi on for that night, probably.
Whoa.
That's okay, guys. We're gonna have some better hits on soon, including Lana Del Rey. And is it Hozier? Is that how you say it?
Hozier? Yeah.
Whoa. Thank you for informing me of that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.
But there you go, Lexi.
Thank you.
How do you feel knowing that Drake was played on the radio?
It was really nice to listen to with the headphones.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, is coming in and listening with the headphones on. Yeah.
The headphones is, like, my favorite part, because yes. I just want to play, like, I want to play music the whole time and just listen to it all, but I love talking on here. And I love talking to you guys. It is one of my favorite hobbies. So... We compromise. Anyways, Aislinn, I think it is your turn to ask us some questions.
Ooh, okay. I think I'm going to go with... Okay, I know that a certain someone, Carissa, wanted me to ask about, like, embarrassing or awkward moments, because she had something that she was thinking about.
The most embarrassing moment on campus. You guys can think while I'm telling my story, but this is, like... one of the worst things has happened to me while I was here. And I was like, it was terrible. So what happened was I went to class, and my class ends at 5:30, and I took my hydro flask, which was my beloved, most prized possession that I owned. And I was so happy. And I was like, me with my hydro flask, because I loved it. I've had it for like 2 years. And I left it in my class. And I had to go to an AIC, which is Academic Initiatives Council, who just happens to be hosting an event tomorrow and on Monday at the Concourse around 12 o'clock. So, and everything is free. So you should definitely come here and support us, because we're awesome. Ignore that. And so I had an AIC event at, I don't remember what the hall is called, but it's like above the dining hall area. And I had to rush to that. So I like... ran out of class, did like run, got to AIC to do the thing, and I realized that I forgot my water bottle, and I was like, oh crap, like that's my hydro flask, I'm screwed. And I go to my friend Owen, who's also in AIC, and I was like, Owen, you have to go and grab my water bottle for me, like please, you have literally no conscience, like you say whatever comes to your mind, like you never get embarrassed at anything, like you're like, you're crazy, like go in there and get my water bottle. And he said no, like he had the audacity to be like, no Chris, I'm not gonna go get your water bottle for you. I was like, that's so rude, like I literally can't, I'm so embarrassed, because there was another class going on. Like I'm like, all you have to do is walk in and grab my water bottle and come out. So he said no, and I had to do it all by myself. So I get to this class, and I'm like, okay, I know what row I was in, kind of. Like, there's, like, literally, like, 15 rows. I just have to walk to relatively the middle and find my water bottle and then leave. But no, I walk into this class, and I'm walking so slowly, and the teacher literally stops talking while I'm walking in.
No,
right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm walking down these steps. It's echoing throughout this whole huge building, and I get to the part where I was at, and my water bottle's not there. So I keep walking down the steps, and I'm like, maybe I sat further than I thought, and it's not. So I'm in, like, the third row by now, and I know I wasn't sitting there, and I can't just turn around and back out, because this girl is, like, this prof is staring me down. So I sit down in this random lecture, in this random class, and I stay for like 5 minutes in this learning about tourism. And then after, I was like, what am I doing? And I just get up and I like run out. Like I didn't run, but I got out of the class as fast as I humanly could.
I remember that story.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
You were grieving after that because you lost your hydro flask.
I did. I was really sad about losing my hydro flask. I still don't have a replacement. I want a pink one now. My old one was teal. But it was so awkward because the prof literally stopped her lecture.
I know, and they never do that. They just ignore you and then keep going. But like, she like stopped the whole class
and like
everybody stopped.
Everybody
talking.
Was like looking as I walked by. I was like, guys, like I just want my water bottle.
Do you guys remember that one time I was leaving last term the archaeology lecture like halfway through because I just wasn't feeling well?
Oh,
and
I do
she
remember
stopped.
That. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing.
Lexi wasn't like feeling well or something, and she went to leave. our lecture, and like the like right after you left, she goes, "Huh, I lost my train of thought."
Like she did.
There.
Yeah, she did. Stopped talking she did. As soon as I got up, and I was like, "Please don't. Please keep going. Please."
Oh my god, it was bad too. And you're like, I was like texting. I'm like, "Don't worry, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that noticeable. It was really bad."
I remember because she was watching me like get up and walk, and I was like making eye contact with her, and I was like, I'm not leaving because I'm bored. I'm leaving because I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah. No, I remember like, do we tell Lexi? Do we not? Like, what do we do?
That's actually funny if you want to go there. So we have a little bit of a history.
Oh my gosh.
Of I don't want to say bullying.
I would say bullying. I would say bullying.
Just kind of joking around with Lexi. Lexi is one of the most gullible people I've ever met.
It's so true.
And we've played a few practical jokes on her that she has fully believed when we told her.
Yes, and so they're so out there sometimes.
It's actually, okay, I'll do the first major one that I can think of. We told Lexi, this one time I was in the library and I rolled down my sleeves and I had this massive spider bite on my, like, wrist. It was super swollen. We had to, like, call my sister to bring me some antibiotics because I had, like, an exam the next day and I couldn't just leave the library to get stuff. So my sister brought it for me and my whole wrist was swelled up, like, almost, like, double the size. Not, like, double the size, but
it was,
like, double
it was very swollen.
Double the size of that, like, that part of my wrist would normally be. And we went the next day and I showed Lexi and we told Lexi that Aislinn had rabies.
I did not believe this. Okay. I did not believe this.
No, you, okay.
No,
can
I didn't.
Can I
yes.
help? Okay.
Aislinn, you
so
have the floor.
So basically, I said to Lexi, I was like, yeah, I bit her. And our friend Ava was showing us a trick earlier where if you get down on the ground and there's a squirrel away from you and you like do a little wave movement with your hand, the squirrel will come over to you. And I was like, well, I was outside and I was trying that, but then the squirrel bit me and then I got rabies. And then, you know, I went to the on-campus like nurses, doctors, whatever, and they told me you probably shouldn't be going to class, but it was like the middle of midterms or something. So I couldn't just not go to class. Like, I have a test. And I was sitting beside Chris and I just had this sudden overwhelming urge to bite someone and she was just right there.
No, like, okay. The part that I believed was that Ava told you about that squirrel thing and then you got, like, bit. I didn't believe that you bit Carissa.
Let's be so real.
No, I didn't.
You
100% don't.
Yes,
no,
did.
I didn't. I don't want that out there because it's not true.
Because you looked at me and you were like, do you actually have rabies?
Cause
and I was,
thought,
like, sitting
cause
there.
Because I thought
like,
the first part.
I'm not foaming at the mouth or anything. Like, I'm okay.
Because I thought the first part was true, but I didn't believe that she...
It's like the realization on Lexi's face, though, when we told her that Aislinn had rabies, we were like, how did she believe that? And it was a split second before she really started to question it, but there was like a moment
there was
there
definitely
when
the
we
one,
totally believed
the
it.
The one that I really believed was during the Greece. What was that? The
no,
end
it
of
was
archaeology.
It was Greece because we were sitting in, because she
went
to the
I don't
dentist
remember this
or
one.
Something.
Okay, this one was funny.
I don't remember this.
Can I? Do you want?
Yeah, you tell
okay.
the story.
So, Lexi, Aislinn wasn't there for our annotated bibliography for our Greece class. And Lexi was like, where's Aislinn? Where's Aislinn? And I was telling lie after lie about where Aislinn was. I was like, oh, I ate her. Like, oh, don't know I killed her. Like, oh. And then I was giving her all these different excuses. And Lexi wasn't having any of them. Like, she was like, Chris, I don't believe you. And so I stopped.
I was begging you to tell the truth. I was like, please just tell me the
truth. I stopped talking for, like, a couple minutes. Like, I focused on my work. And then I said, Lexi, Aislinn's cat died. And she had to go home because of it. And Lexi got so sad. And she was like, really?
I remember you, like, texting me, too. And I was so confused because I was, like, at the dentist. Like, I was like, what is going on?
Because that hits so deep with me, because I have
that's,
cats, so I just felt so
I
sad.
I didn't think you would believe it, because I fed
no,
you
I
so
that.
Many
no,
lies.
She was so, like,
if
she
there
was
dead like,
serious, and it was, like, we were done talking
there was a
it.
Moment
yeah.
of silence before she
yeah.
said it.
And that's, I was, like, I said to her, I was, like, please, like, just don't tell me any more lies. Like, I just want the truth.
That's
yeah.
how you deliver it, though. Like, that's how you deliver the good lie.
Yeah.
And it worked. I think, though, my favorite lie that we've told Lexi is the one about Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one was good. That was a good one.
So, Lexi skipped class on our, like, last day of, thank you for that. She skipped class on the last day of our, like, archaeology thing because it was, like, an exam review day. And
right.
we told Lexi, we're like, no, come to class. Like, come sit with us because we wanted to spend time with her. And she said no. So, we told Lexi that our professor, Professor Glencross, had put a photo of Drake up on the board
Because we had asked
because
her to.
Because we went up and we asked her to put it on for us because Lexi wasn't in class and we thought that it would be funny if we did that. So I took a picture of the board as we were packing up to leave, and I, like, photoshopped a photo of Drake onto the board, and I, like, even, like, I took the eraser and I cut out people's heads in front of it, and I angled it properly. I made it, a little bit translucent.
Really well done, because there was also a girl in the photo wearing glasses, and you could see the board through her glasses. Yeah. It was really
because
well done.
Because when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's funny, they photoshopped it, and then, like, the more I looked at it, I was like, wait.
Like, this is real.
I was like, no, like, how would she be able to do that so well? And it was because at the end of the class, I was like, oh, like, I could totally see her being like, oh, yeah, I'll put it on.
Yeah, like, it's like, she's a chill prof, so she seemed like the type.
And it's the last day of class, too.
Lexi, the text that, like, she sent you was, like, all caps. It was like, no way. It's like, what did you say to her? Yeah. We were in the science building at that point. Like, class had ended early.
It was true, yeah.
And we were laughing so hard. And we were going to do it in our Greece class as well. We were going to say that we asked our Greece professor to do that. Yeah. But
that one I wouldn't have believed.
We couldn't have. Like, we didn't get a good shot of the board while there was no material up there, so we couldn't do it. But we didn't tell Lexi about that one for, like, a week. And then eventually, like, I was like, we have to tell her. You're like, my favorite thing that you said, you were like, oh, my God, like, I sent that to my dad.
Because my dad was like, we were talking about, like, the last day of classes, and I was like, oh, like, I missed my archaeology one. But my friends had, like, asked professor to put a photo of Drake up, and then I was telling him about that. And I even put it on, like, my close friend's, like story on Instagram, because I thought it was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we were like, no, it wasn't real.
It was a lie. Get pranked. I think those are the main three, right?
Those are, yeah, those, like, are the best
there's
ones.
There's little lies that come
there's
up here
so
and there.
Many,
yeah.
So many.
At this point, she believes nothing we say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, tell her the truth, too, and she's like, no, you're lying.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
I told her that, like, I remember the day that I told her that, oh, I probably shouldn't, but either way, my stepmom, when she was, like, a teenager, she dated Michael Bublé for, like, they went on, like, two dates, but when I first told Lexi that, you did not believe me at all, and then I went to
it's
tell...
It's also because I didn't realize he's from Canada.
Yeah, I went to tell Aizen that the other day, too, and you didn't believe me either. You're like,
no, I was like, I was like, oh, I was blown away.
Five people away from every person in the world. I love that theory.
Yeah, that theory, and then, like, the more I heard people talk, I'm like, oh, it's kind
so
of true.
Am I, like, five people away from, like, the king?
You guess what? You are five people away from Kylie Jenner.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, anybody that
I mean, like,
Timothy Chalamet knows,
I
you're
be five
people
away from.
Away
from, like, royal people.
Well, you know who's met royal people? Taylor Swift. And you know who's met Taylor Swift? Kylie Jenner.
So I'm
that's
like seven
more than five, though. But if Zendaya has met Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, because Zendaya was in the Bad Blood music video.
Yeah.
So how the theory works, Lexi, is basically, like, you know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. So my old high school French teacher.
No, I know how the theory works.
My, like, high school French teacher worked with the producers of Dune or something like that, who worked with Timothy Chalamet. So I'm three people away from Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, so guess what? To my sister, she's going to be so jealous because I'm four people away from Timothy Chalamet and she's five. She'll be crying. She'll be weeping right now.
Anyways, we got, do you want, Lexi, I think it's your go, ask
your
us a little question.
Anything
interesting that you want to know?
Let me think.
She's looking. She's searching
on
that
I'm
list.
I'm searching for a good one.
You can scroll, too.
Yeah, yeah, no.
There's 31 possible questions.
I know. Oh, this
I
is the one you want to do. Kiss, Marry, Kill, but with, like, Lori things.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I have two that I thought of before
you can pose
on my
it.
Phone.
Aizen is really good with these.
I don't understand.
I feel like you've set the bar really high now. I'm afraid. I have, like, a good one and a bad one.
Okay.
Okay, so Kiss, Marry, Kill, playing, like, the New York Times games during lectures, like, mini crossword, Wordle connections, one card money, and then private study rooms in the library.
That's hard.
I know mine immediately. I'd marry one card money.
I agree.
So I could go to Will's unlimited times. I would, and Subway. And I would, what is it, Kiss?
Yeah, Kiss, Marry, Kill.
New York Times games, and then kill, what was it?
Library study rooms.
Library study rooms.
Okay, I agree with that. If I had to.
I'm going to marry the one card money, yep. kiss the library private rooms, and kill New York Times games that's during surprised. Lectures.
That, I thought you were going to say
you know what? New York Times. I'll play those New York Times games when I'm at home.
That's true.
But I need those library study rooms to get my exams done. That was good. That was hard.
Yeah?
I was
okay. 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 Hard. I have one more.
Can we hear the other one?
Okay. Kiss, marry, kill. I think the hawk's name is like Midas, right?
Yeah.
Midas. Okay. Midas, trying to find off-campus housing, or library closing early on weekends.
I don't even know.
She's shocked.
I don't even know how to say
it. Quaking in her boots right now.
That's terrible.
Flabbergasted.
Oh my god.
What was the last one?
Okay. Midas, like the hawk, our mascot. Scary. Trying to find off-campus housing, and the library closing early on weekends.
You know,
I think this one's going to be easy for Lexi.
Like I'm going to marry the library closing early on weekends.
So I hate that.
Go back and just sleep.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess kiss Midas.
Okay. Yeah.
Chris and I saw him at the...
in the flesh?
Like, yeah, we saw it. He wanted to get a photo with us.
I remember that. And we were like, no,
it's like,
thanks.
You're the celebrities. He wants a photo with you.
He was like, do you guys want a photo? And we were like,
I mean,
no.
We have, like, I was walking next to a city in Egypt. Like, that's pretty cool. I don't know if you guys know this, but Alexandria, my bestie Lexi over here, has the coolest name I've ever heard. And I love you, Aislinn, and I love Ava, but if I'm naming my children after one of you, it's going to be her.
Oh, okay. Like,
it's going to be Alexandria.
Oh, I love that.
I understand.
Anyways.
My name comes with complications.
I'm going to kiss the hawk. Midas, the hawk.
Okay, I'd hate to do it, but I think I'll have to.
And this is so bad. Like, this is not okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to marry off-campus housing.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
kill the library closing early. Because why does our library close at 5?
Yeah.
I want to stay on the weekends. I'm grinding. I'm studying sometimes. Like, on a Sunday, that's my work day. Why are we closing the library at 5?
And especially on the weekends, like, when I'm getting ready, when I'm, like, waking up, I like to dilly-dally. Mm-hmm. And if I can't dilly-dally before I go to the library and only have, like, 3 hours of the library, what am I doing?
Exactly.
I actually, like, refuse to go on campus during the weekends.
No, I like going to the library because it's quiet.
Friday, no Saturday, Sunday, I'm not going on.
I get it.
I get unless it. It's like on the streets.
That's where Lexi is. That was
like, I'm on the streets.
I don't like the way you said that. Was so funny. And you, there was like, you like dead stared at me too.
So, is that what you would do as well for the Kiss, Marry, Kill?
Yeah, I think I'm with you with that.
Aislinn, do you want to introduce this super, super cool song?
My song?
Yeah. How would you feel about doing that right now?
Okay, I will. Okay, so the next song is a song I chose. I think it's a good song. I don't know. I like it.
What's it called?
It's called Damage Gets Done. It's by Hozier, and it's featuring Brandi Carlile.
All right, let's get into it. Alrighty, I'm really sorry to cut that one short, but
that's
I cut Drake short too.
Yeah,
I cut Drake way shorter than I cut that song.
Of the cut.
I just want to say though,
it's okay.
For the last part of like the last question that we did, if you had said playing Club Penguin during class, my answer would have changed.
Yeah,
because Club Penguin is life, and I stand by it still. I took a break, and now I'm back.
She lives and breathes Club Penguin.
And it's the Puffle Party right now.
It's the Puffle Party, guys. Guys, it's the Puffle Party.
It is. I already bought all the stuff in the catalog, and I'm trying to find how to get a new Puffle, but I can't figure it out, so I'm going to have to Google it. I know. It's not fair, but that's okay.
It's not fair, guys. She can't get the Puffle she wants.
I wanted to bring up a controversial thing, so maybe we can get... I don't know if my friends are listening. I think my friends stopped after the third week. They're like, okay, Carissa, like, we heard your show. I'm gonna do my own thing
now.
I know it's a little bit rude.
I'm your number one fan. Aislinn
is my number one fan.
I want a mug.
Aislinn is my best viewer. Like, she listens to the whole show. Lexi refused to listen to our last three shows. But even my mom,
fake fan,
even my mom's like, Carissa, I have to go to bed. I'm like, seriously, you don't want to listen to the whole show? Anyways, no, but if my friends are listening and they want to text in, here's the dilemma. Next year in our apartment that Aislinn and I are living together, we are going to be getting a tapestry of Coquette President Snow from The Hunger Games.
Okay, here's the thing. Can I get my two cents on this, please?
No, hold on.
I'll wait
my
turn.
So, the picture is President Snow shooting his gun into the air.
Oh my God.
Screaming, "Lucy Gray."
Are you trying to kill me?
With a cute little coquette bow on his head.
And there's like sparkles
and
around
like,
him.
Like hearts and sparkles and flowers on the outside of the picture.
Okay. And this was a discussion we had. And I agreed on the negotiation because I didn't really want to, like, who am I bringing into this apartment? Like, what if my mom's in there? Then I have to explain that to her.
Yeah, so I'm negotiating.
You get a bedazzled picture frame of him. You can have that photo. It can be not only a picture frame, but a bedazzled one. In the common space. I think that's a good negotiation.
Yeah. I do like that idea. I also think, like, maybe not, like, a full tapestry. Like,
Okay, where are we going with this?
But, like...
maybe not a full tapestry.
Like, the just one like,
I'm going to hand embroider a picture of Coquette Snow to go on our wall.
I was thinking, like, the ones that I have in my dorm room right now that are kind of, like, poster size. Like
the ones on your door?
Movie poster size, yeah.
Okay.
Like, movie...
I'm still going to say no.
I'm a tapestry.
Movie poster, Coquette Snow.
Thank you. It's you against, like, everybody else in
this
apartment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But guys, I have so much passion for it that it just overtakes you saying no.
What if, like, those days I'm sleeping over at your place and I'm in the living room on the couch? How am I supposed to sleep at night with him staring at me?
I wasn't aware of this arrangement of you sleeping on the couch. No.
That's the best part. Coquette Snow is going to be in the stairwell, so it's the first thing you see when you come. Oh, my God. Anyways, this has been a huge debate for the last few weeks. I think it's a great idea. I'm all for Coquette Snow.
You'd be the only one.
I think it's wonderful. But
I'm for a bedazzled frame.
I feel like that's a good compromise.
And it's a DIY project.
Are you trying to kill me, Lucy Gray?
She hasn't even seen the movie, guys.
I haven't.
I've read the book. I really want to watch it with you because I really want to see it again because it was so good.
That reminds me. I feel like we should play Can't Catch Me Now at some point on the radio. But guys, I am going to tell you a secret. We're actually going to go a little bit over time today because we're going to test out some of these songs in these super cool headphones.
Just for us, guys.
Just for us. I mean, we'll still be on air so you can still hear the music for a little bit. But personally, I think I'm a little bit better than DJ Robo. It might just be me, but DJ Robo and I have a little bit of beef, and I think I'm winning this competition.
DJ Robo.
Anyways, we can move on and talk about another question. Is there anything else you guys are like dying to discuss about Laurier? Things you love about Laurier? Experiences?
Oh, I think Lexi wanted me to ask a certain question.
Oh, okay.
Did you want me to ask that?
What?
The last one.
Oh,
what's
no.
The last
oh,
one?
Okay. Apparently that was a no-go. I don't know. I was getting signals.
No, I was just
the wrong
saying for
ones.
You to ask one.
Oh, like it's my turn?
Yeah.
Lexi's, is it my turn?
No. I mean, we skipped Lexi's turn like two times already.
Yeah,
but
it's okay.
Well, it's Lexi's turn then.
We can. Aslan, do you want to do a question?
Okay. I'll look. I feel like there was one that I was definitely supposed to ask, but I don't remember which one it was.
Oh.
I
can, like, skip. We can talk about something else.
We could talk about friends you've made, but it's, like...
So, these are my friends, Lexi and Aislinn. I also have our friend Ava, who's on the show, like, every other week. And she's not here right now because she's being uncool and writing an essay.
Okay, I think we should go with the... yeah. Ava. That sounded so bad. I didn't mean like that. Love Ava.
No, I just texted her because I felt so bad that we kept... bothering her while she was wearing the essay.
Okay.
Oh, you mean
you
bothering her. Don't drag me
into this.
Aislinn
and I did not
this.
Text Ava all day because we knew that she was writing this essay. And then Lexi goes, yeah, I was texting her literally all day
Lexi's
long.
Yeah, Lexi's been calling her, throwing rocks at her window.
Throwing eggs at the window.
Yeah, everything. Everything to get her attention.
Yeah, it's not working though.
She's been shouting her name
in
the streets.
Like, she's locked in for the night.
Okay. So this is our, like, the last question on the list, but not the last question. Any, like, funny or controversial stories that you have?
Ooh.
Lexi is giving me a look right now. She's giving me a side
eye. I see
eye.
It.
Like,
I have a feeling that,
secrets.
Lexi, that you want to tell us a story right
oh,
now.
Oh, I don't.
I feel like we need to hear it.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
I'm quiet on this one.
The facial expressions are giving me different messages.
It's giving I have a secret, and it's embarrassing.
I just wish there was a fourth person here named Ava.
Is that your secret?
That's the secret.
She knows the controversial thing.
controversial thing.
Something that Lexi does a lot is she calls in really extreme military threats.
Whoa.
But only Ava's the only one who ever hears them. So Ava, all the time, she'll say, like, we'll be sitting, we'll be eating dinner or something, and Ava will be like, did you guys not just hear what Lexi said to me?
And nobody did. And we never hear it.
But, like, Lexi will, like, lean in close to Ava and be like, oh my god, I want to shoot someone. Or, like,
whoa,
something
like that. No, like that.
But they're really, like, threatening, concerning
I'm
things like that.
I'm not gonna repeat some of the things that she said, but they're very much militaristic.
Whoa.
And
you're giving me a bad rep here.
Well, we're just speaking the truth. Like, it's you giving yourself the bad rep. You're the one keeping the secrets.
Oh my god, no. So, and we never hear them, but Ava swears that Lexi is saying these things. So.
I can't, like, at first I couldn't tell if it was on purpose or not.
It's not on purpose.
I don't think so. I think you're just, like, talking, and then only Ava hears you, and then Ava's, like, freaking out
a little bit. It's, like, comedically, like, it's so
it
good,
is,
though, because
yeah.
It works every time without fail.
You know what it reminds me of? Like, nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about. On, like, have you guys seen Glee?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, well, on Glee, there's this character, Brittany, and she'll just, like, kind of say things sometimes that are just, like, cause she doesn't whisper them, she does them quietly, and then, like, nobody hears her, but, like, you as the viewer hear her, and it's just, like, it's so funny.
Is Brittany, I don't know the actress's name, but she's in, like, is she the one that's
in... Oh, her name is Heather something. I don't know her last name.
Yeah, that's who I think it is. Is she in, Scream Queens?
I haven't seen Scream Queens, but she might be. We're Googling, guys. We're on standby. Getting the info.
I don't think it's the same girl. Okay. That's so upsetting. I was really hoping that it would be, and I don't think it's coming up.
Bummer. It's okay, though.
Well, this is a cute question. Favorite hanging out memories? Mine would be when we went skating.
I like skating. That's Rachel Berry.
Okay, not the same person. Yeah, we go skating a lot, actually. And it's, like,
I like skating.
I have a huge bruise on my knee because I, like, wiped out skating.
It was funny.
I don't know. My skates were not skating that day.
I think it was the ice. I don't think it was you.
I think
we'll blame it on the ice.
Yeah, it was because it was a warm day, too.
Yeah.
So maybe the ice was just being weird, but my stops weren't fully stopping. And, like, I played hockey, and I will plug that at every chance I can because it makes me 10 times cooler than I actually am. But, like, I'm pretty good at stopping. So my stops...
She's really good at stopping, guys. You can't tell.
My stops were skidding a lot. Like, they were, like, going way longer than they should, and my skate would, like, skip, and I was like, okay, but I did, like, a couple of fast laps, and I went to stop really fast, and I just ate crap, and I fell right on my knees, and this guy that was, like, skating with us, there was the only other guy there, he literally is staring right at me,
did he really?
Laughing, aww. And I was like, I laughed with him, because I was like, that's funny, you get right back up, you keep skating, because I was like, I'm not letting myself be embarrassed.
I remember there was, like, a little bit of snow on the ice, and you could see, like, the imprint in the snow where you fell.
I still have the bruise, though, like, on my leg. It's still there.
Ice bruises, like, they keep for a really long time.
If it's cold on Sunday, we should go.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
We haven't been since, like, last week either.
I think we went on, like, last Monday, and that's when you fell, and we haven't gone since. She's too traumatized, guys.
I'm so scared.
I haven't gone with you.
That's true, actually. I haven't gone with you.
Because I only went the one time with Chris
and Ava. We go at, like, different times. Like, I've been with Ava a few times, I've been with Island a few times, and I've been with you, Lex.
Mm-hmm.
I think, other than skating, one of my favorite memories that I've made, sometimes I've had Ava over and a few times, and I had Ava over at one point.
I know what she's about to say.
We played Monopoly together.
It's a special Monopoly, though, guys.
It's Uxbridge-opoly, because Uxbridge is my hometown, and it's, like, catered to my whole hometown. It's so cool, and, I mean, Ava was, like, queen bee of Uxbridge. She won
the
pageant.
Like, Miss Uxbridge pageant queen.
And Ava and I were playing, and Ava's not a Monopoly girl, but, like, I grew up, my brother is the biggest Monopoly buff. Like, he is, like, he's not a buff at all. Like, he's not a games person. He's just so good at literally everything he does that if he doesn't win Monopoly, then he kicks the board because he's not playing anymore.
Table, like.
Yeah. But, like, he's not the type that you think would be, like, he, like, reluctantly plays board games, but if he's, like, not winning, like, he always wins Monopoly. He's just that smart at it.
He's just that good.
He's good with money, and I guess, so, I picked up all my brother's Monopoly things, like, everything that he does in the game, I do in the game.
Oh, you have all the strategies.
Like, so, but Ava doesn't. So, I played against Ava, and she was so unbelievably done with me, because I, by the time Ava was ready to call it quits, she had $3, and I had over $5,000.
She just spends all the money.
She was so mad because she's like, "How do I have $3 and you literally have like over such a five big grand?" Difference too. And I wouldn't even let her quit either. I made her mortgage all her properties until she had no money left.
Dictator. Oh my gosh.
I'm not telling you guys my cheats, not cheats, but like the strategies.
Oh, not cheats. We're wink, still gonna wink, play. Like,
actually, fun fact.
Fun fact my one about Big Fun.
Fun fact about Big Fun. You're more likely to get a good card from landing on contingency.
Oh my God. Like a running joke we have.
No, so when I was a child, maybe like 10 years old, I played Monopoly with my friend from home, and I took all the money that I got pass and go, and I sat on it, and I held the rest of my money, so it looked like I had no money, and I convinced my friend to trade me half of her properties, so I had a bunch of sets.
That's
and I was
so
like
sad.
And I was like I'm helping you here because I don't even have the money to put houses on it, and my
so
turn
innocent.
Came around and I pulled out like $3,000 and I stacked the whole board with houses,
like, literally sitting on your money.
She refused to like play Monopoly with me ever again.
I believe it.
She was really angry. She was not happy. Anyways, we're like running out of time here. We have 1 minute until 11. Is there any like other things you guys want to talk about? We are going over anyways, so feel free to touch on anything you feel like. Any exciting stories? Lexi, Adventures of the Town.
Adventures of the Town.
That's crazy.
What, you want me to talk about my weekends?
Yeah. Tell us about the parties you go to, Lexi.
Okay, on Friday and Saturdays, my roommates and I, well, just the one, we just go out, we find parties.
And when
that was the whole thing. That's everything she said just now.
I'm so sorry, but like, when was the last time you invited me in Iceland?
That's true.
I asked you guys if you guys were going to go to the other one.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't remember that at all.
With you or like
I go
see
with,
you there?
I go with Daniela though. Like that's the thing. Like that's like our weekend is for us.
It's for us. You're not invited.
No, yeah, Lexi got scheduled.
Like, let me know.
We see Lexi on the weekdays, but she's booked off on the weekends.
Oh yeah, weekends you do not see Lexi.
Hey, I just made plans for Sunday for hockey. Not hockey, skating.
Okay, that's true. That's true. One day it was. That's true. We're going to go see Legally Blonde.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're excited. Haven't bought tickets yet. We're going to, though. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
You said you started with one day.
Oh, one day we went to like the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. And it opens early. It opens at like 7 and it only goes until 2 o'clock. And we were going to... Like, we left early to go, and we told Lexi, like, we're gonna go early, so if you want to come with us, like, you have to wake up early, but she went out the night before, and so we were out, and we were at the market already, and she texted us, and she's like, can I still come with you guys? Like, have you left yet? And we had been there for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, because Krista texted me, and she was like, you could still come, though, like, whenever you want.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think she would have said that.
I called Lexi we ended up pushing our time from 10:30 to
it was 10 to 10:30.
So I called Lexi at 10:22 while I was walking to Ava's, and I said, hey Lex, like, and she goes, hello.
Exactly, exactly what she sounded like too.
And she's like, I just woke up. And I was like, okay, like would it be better, like, do you want us to wait till 10:45? Like, do you think you would be ready by then? And she goes, no, probably not. And then we find out that Lexi goes back to sleep, and then she texts us at 12:30, and she's like, hey, can I still make it? And at this point, like, we're getting ready to, like, we're heading out.
Like, we're already there, like.
Yeah. I didn't realize it had closed that early, though, because I thought it was open, like,
we had to be back for two anyways, but it was, like, I think it was, like, 12:35. We had gotten to the antique market by the time you, like, that the bus that gets you there, only comes on the hour, so you'd have to leave at 12:50, like, by the time you got here, we would be, like, leaving in 20 minutes. Yeah, yeah. So, we had a good laugh about that. But, no.
I felt bad because I really wanted to go, but I was just so tired.
That's it. We'll probably go again, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, a recurring theme.
What can I say?
What, Lexi not waking Lexi up on time?
Me skipping things because I want to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, today I missed my 11:30 class because I slept.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm so 11:30? Tired. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even take a nap today. I think that deserves an applause. I did, however, like, read, like, 200 pages of the book, procrastinating doing my work. But it was a good book. Anyways, we're already 3 minutes over, and I think we're going to do 3 songs.
Okay.
That I really want to hear on these, like, headphones. So.
No Drake, I hope.
No Whoa. Drake. No, no Drake.
Drake. Drake is banned Anyways. Now. That was your one Drake song. You spent your card. You don't get another one.
I love all of you. Thank you so, so much for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed. It was me, Carissa, your host, Aislinn, and Lexi. I love you. Drive safe and have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.